league, we've won two, lost two, and drawn one. So it's pretty much as even as you can get. I think the division is very, very open. I think I mean we've had those couple of defeats, and we're on the same amount of points as the people in the playoffs. It is very early days. We're a new side, but I really do think, and we won at Droylsden on Saturday. I really do think we're starting to see the gel of this side start to the mold of it coming together, and I think we're hopefully making sort of really positive and swift steps in the right direction.
It's very common, isn't it, in non-league football to have to start again with a clean sheet of paper. I know it's happened at Clitheroe, and I know it happens a lot when managers change. Just how much of a challenge does it present when you go to a new club and kind of have to bring a load of players in?
Well, I think it was different with Rami because they've had a horrific 18 months, really awful. And it's quite a sad story, really, because obviously they had the highs of John Owen Bernard and sort of successive promotions and all that sort of stuff. And it sort of came tumbling down around the club, really. And there's some fantastic people work there. It's a proper community club with a great support base who are really passionate about the club. And it's a really sad story that they got themselves into that position where they had a horrific season. They were relegated. We turned up, myself and Paul, when we were appointed. I think we had three or four players remaining. So it was a full rebuild, complete rebuild for us. And obviously we got the black book out between us and we started making some phone calls, and we're still not there yet, but I think we've now sort of got a strong base, a solid foundation to work with, and hopefully we can start to see the fruits of our labour in the coming weeks.
You mentioned Anthony Johnson and Bernard Morley, their previous joint managers of Ramsbottom. They've gone back to that template with yourself and Paul Fildes. How does it work? Because manager and assistant manager is very common. Manager and manager tends to be quite uncommon.
It is. I think we've got two different skill sets. So I think it's sort of quite a complementary situation. I think that's what the club identified as well. Obviously, Paul has got fantastic experience of playing. And my experience is more along the sort of coaching side and the management side. I've got all my badges and all that sort of thing. So sort of between us, we sort of cover every base, really. It's been new for us because obviously I've not been used to it. Paul's not been used to it. So we're still getting used to certain aspects of it, and we're still finding the best workarounds for certain situations. But I've heard loads of people say it never works, joint manager as well. There's a couple of blueprints out there that say it actually really does. There's a couple in the county. I mean, there's three managers at Ashton Athletic, and they knocked seven past somebody in the FA Cup on Saturday. So, it can work. And I think if you've got the right people with the right skill sets and everybody's pulling in the right direction, I think potentially you're getting double the value for your money.
Do you have to kind of lay out, you know, the guidelines of who's responsible for what, or is it much more fluid than that?
Well, I think we've done a little bit of that as we've come across a situation. It's maybe not worked out the way we wanted it to. We've analysed it quickly, worked it out, sort of looked at who does what, and go from there. I mean, we almost become the same person in some respects. I mean, I'm sick of speaking to him on the phone. I must speak to him 5, 6, 7, 10 times a day. And I think we've just got into that habit of sort of running things past each other, bouncing ideas off each other, involving the other staff at the club as well, and trying to work it that way. But it's, as I say, we've worked quite well because I think we already probably knew what each other brought to the table. I mean, Paul was a player for me at Nelson, so we've known each other a while. I think we probably already knew where our sort of strengths and weaknesses would be and where we could complement each other, and where we could sort of take a lead on certain things to make sure we get the best outcomes for the club.
What's it like working for one of the county's big footballing characters, Harry Williams?
I better be careful what I say here. He's a legend of it, isn't he? He's a legend of non-league football, not just in the county, I think in the world, I think, Harry. But he's a character. I'd say it's new for everyone. I mean, we knew people at the club, but it was a case of sort of, when you're involved in the club, you really get to know people at the club, and they work so hard down there. I mean, Harry right now, he'll be on the pitch cutting the grass. He'll be doing the odd jobs. He's not a one-man band because he's got a lot of people around the club that support and help as well. But you can't help but smile every time he rings you up, and that sort of Ramsbottom Lancashire tone comes on the phone, and it's the same greeting you get whether he's pleased with you or not. So yeah, he's been good fun to work with, as Harry. That will develop over time, and he knows what he wants from us, and we know what we want from him, and our standards and our expectations are high. And at the moment, as I say, we've had a couple of sort of little hurdles to get over from a performance perspective. But that was probably always going to be the case with a brand new side, and the club are very responsive to the work that we're doing at the moment.
And that brings me neatly round to the final question. You mentioned tough times for the club on the pitch in the last 18 months, obviously tough times off it as well with the flooding and all the damage that caused. What would constitute a good season for you guys in this season? You know, when we catch up again come May, what will make you happy?
What will make us happy and what will constitute a good season are probably two different things. What will make us happy is to be in the playoffs. We've not really said that, you know, it's a season of consolidation. It is. But we want to set our standards higher than that. We said all along we're not here to make the numbers up. We want to be competitive. We've got some excellent players at the club. We really have got some fantastic players who are all pulling in the right direction. We've got a good group who've been assembled quickly and have gelled quickly as a sort of a team and a unit. So we want to be up there. We want to be up there challenging. And we want to restore a little bit of the football club back into the town. I mean, we've had some fantastic gates already. I think our lowest gate's been 225 or something like that. So it's good to see people coming back to Ramsbottom and getting engaged with the football club again. It will make us happy if we can get in the playoffs. It will be a good season if we can make sure we've done some of that stuff, the wraparound stuff at the club to do with engagement of people and putting a smile back on the face of the people of Ramsbottom. It's not just that they've had a bit of a horror story on the pitch, the floods, and they should make a film about it. If Jamie Vardy's good enough for a film, Ramsbottom United must be good enough for a film. But a good season for us will be, certainly make us happy, will be in the playoffs.